This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is that Jalen calling? Do you want to take that? Is it?
No.
If it's Reese, you might want to pick up. You've been ignoring the kid now for 24 hours.
Let's see what's going on. I'll turn it down a little bit.
Hey,
that was the wife. She thought she was calling Reese. You should have seen her face when she saw me pick up.
She's like,
"Whoa."
But
no, Halliburton. Oh, come on, man! Like, I don't want to shade him. He's
you already did.
Yeah. Well, he's not. He doesn't have no damn belt. We're not gonna go there. But he's been fantastic.
Maybe I'm misreading. I don't know. Maybe I'm misreading it though.
He's had a hell of a postseason. If we handed the belt to a player left in the playoffs, I might go Jalen. I might go Jalen over. Truthfully, I might go Jalen 1. I might go Hallie 2, SGA 3.
I'll put it to you like this. It might be hanging in the rafters right now, and somebody better go
get
it.
Oh, good. It's TNA again.
Somebody better go get it. Jalen or Ty is there.
We got a ladder match.
Who won it?
What about your boy?
Who?
Your boy.
Ant?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a homer. Ant
is, too late.
Ant is the star.
I don't think he
Ant
has
is
it right
the
now.
Star. He's the
he
star.
Does not have the belt.
Yeah.
No. He's fourth in the conversation right now. Of the young stars, he's fourth. He's fourth. He's fourth.
Nah. I think that's
he's
fair.
He's fourth,
yeah.
Bro.
Ant.
He's fourth.
Well, okay, we're just talking about like performance and
talking about playoffs.
All
stuff,
of it.
Yeah.
Then Ant got it. Ant is the star.
No, he's not.
He absolutely is not. Ant's the star.
No, but based
he got
on
it
what?
Off everything, off viral clips before yesterday. Obviously, Halliburton got, you know, the moment yesterday. That almost transcended
he
basketball.
He beat Milwaukee.
Man, wasn't nobody tripping off that. What do we see more about that game? The dad.
Well, that's not Ty's fault.
I'm not saying it is, but people remember that more than the shot.
Well, again, that's not Ty's fault.
Ant got the clips. Ant has moments.
What clip?
He's got viral clips talking to the Lakers, sending LeBron and them home, talking to them, talking about Rudy. They better apologize to Rudy and all this other stuff. He talking after hitting the half
court. So he's cutting promo. Oh, that's right. KC does it.
Now they said,
No,
because I asked you. I said, what is it? Is it just like performance?
I said it's everything. Give
so
everything.
If it's everything, he's got more of that.
No, he does. He's not the man right now.
First of all, he averaged probably like 25 points a game for the playoffs.
Okay,
like we
one. Again, how is that better than Jalen Brunson?
I'm not. I think it's Jalen, then Ant.
Nah,
I think
Ant's
they're above.
Fourth. Ant's
Ant
fourth.
Hardly fourth.
Again, everyone's
Ant
got their own
fourth.
Criteria
Ant
for the belt, too.
Ant's fourth. Jalen's one, Ty's two. I'll do respect to the MVP. He's three, and then his Ant.
I would say SGA's probably fourth.
Maybe. I would. You know what? I won't even argue. Jalen, Ty, Ant, SGA.
And on top of that, like we talking about everything, Ant beat the Lakers and the Warriors.
No, it doesn't.
How many eyes are on those games compared to Cleveland and Milwaukee?
And that's fine. Did anyone think the Lakers or
But that doesn't matter. How many eyes? He had the Sunday primetime.
Steph wasn't even playing in half those games.
He had the Saturday and Sunday primetime game twice and went crazy. We talk like he beat two of this is part
he
of
beat
the reason.
Draymond Green.
That's fine. It don't matter. I bet you those are two of the highest rated games of it. Look, I saw some yesterday where yesterday's game was one of the lowest, and we think that's not yesterday, the day before yesterday, one of the lowest rated games, and we think that's a great basketball game. That's great, but ain't nobody tapping in like
OKC.
That.
OKC.
Yeah, Minnesota. The ratings dip for that one. Lakers, regardless if it's Lakers or Warriors.
No one cares about that team.
It's Lakers Warriors. He got that. And in those primetime moments on that Sunday game where they came back in Minnesota, he had 43. On the Saturday game, he went crazy at the end of that game and had the dunk over Kuminga or Looney.
It's Larry Holmes beating Muhammad Ali. Man, stop.
It might be. But a lot of people remember that as opposed to Evander Holyfield beating Riddick Bowe in the first one because Muhammad Ali. You watching Muhammad Ali, regardless if it's the old. I'm not telling you that this is prime LeBron, prime Lakers, prime Warriors. I'm telling you it's the Lakers and the Warriors. And he was on the stage to be. That's part of the reason why Jalen is doing what he's doing. If Jalen was doing this for Milwaukee, it wouldn't be the same as doing it in the Garden.
I agree.
So that's all I'm saying. Ant has been on bigger platforms.
Jalen's averaging like 30 points a game.
He's got the total package with it. Going on.
That's why Jalen's won.
I ain't saying he's not won. I'm saying
you just said
no, because when you broke it down, I said Jalen probably won, but I got Ant as two.
Ant's three. SGA can have the MVP. He's Tim Duncan 2.0 at this point.
We need to get
with
SGA
a better wardrobe.
We need to get SGA out of OKC.
Oh God, get him out of there. Get him out of there. 43 for Jalen yesterday, 35 for Cat. That's another thing I'd worry about if I were the Knicks. You get 35 from Cat and can't win. That's tough.
Yeah, but
I don't know if you're getting that again.
He might not
Kat.
Get 35, but Cat going to average about 22 for the series.
Is that going to be enough?
Maybe. We'll see. I think it is. I think it will be. The one thing that I would be a little concerned about maybe is like the production you got from guys like Campaign. Campaign, I think, might have had 7 or 8 points. You were able to play him extended minutes in that game one, and that was a lot of foul money. Because typically it's like Campaign gets you 2 minutes so Jalen can get a Gatorade, and then he's back in there. Well, I'll see for sure how many minutes he played yesterday, but I don't know if that's repeatable. I don't know if you're going to get that type of performance, which means more wear and tear on those guys and just his points. His points, he had 9 – no, McBride had 9. Payne only had 6. He played 10 minutes. He's been able to play like 5 minutes in the previous series. So I don't know if that's repeatable. But Cat, he's not going to get 35 every night. But I think Cat is going to have a good series. Cat had more funnies out there last night, too.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Moving up, did you want to talk about who's the funniest in the league? It might be Cat.
Moving up there. I don't know.
Corniest in the league.
Well, could be that, too. Let's see what Leezy talking about. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Man, them Kias, they keep dropping Kias that are fire. They got a new, like Tesla-like sports car that's coming out in 2026. Oh, my God, man. Kias, they when it comes to the EV, they might be next. Like Lucid, they're doing their thing. That's more like a luxury car, but for like affordable EVs, like Kia's the one.
Look, the EV6 was the first one I looked at. Now, this was 3 years ago, so maybe things have changed. They got to figure out the price a little bit. They got to figure out the price.
I think they
if they did, then that's
I think
great.
They did
because when I went to go get the EV6, it's like I can't do this.
What was it when you went to look at it?
Like $75,000.
Well, I know you got to get the top of the line version. I think the price is a little bit different because they got an EV. They got the 9 now, and then they got this new one, which I think the 9 comes out in 2026. But they got this new sports car coming out. That it's a you if you look it up, you'll see what I mean. I forget what it's called, But you'll look at it and you'll see the resemblance to a Tesla, and it's like it's got all the yo, Kia's doing it. Yeah. Like, for real. Yeah. Let's get leasing here. That was completely unpaid. We didn't get a penny for that. That's a shoot.
That was kind of crazy.
I was looking. Now, that's a shoot. I was looking at Kias this morning.
Yeah.
And it was like, ooh, man, that could be the move.
They're doing some stuff. They've been doing some things. Yeah, could be the move.
Leasy, what's happening, man?
Yo, what's up, Elon Casey? I got a little distracted there about the Kia talk. You know, I want an EV car too, you know, so I might have to investigate in that.
Let's go.
I figured you guys might be more like Lucid or Rivian guys, but, you know.
Well, Damon is. Yeah, Damon.
Yeah, Lucid. I've been looking at that Lucid for a minute. I'm not sure when that move's gonna happen, but we'll
yeah,
see.
They clean, but that's a different lifestyle. I can only dream of. hey, I just wanted to call in, guys. Just wanted to bring it full circle. You were talking, D'Lo. You were talking a little bit earlier about Tyrese being passive while he was here, which is totally fine. I'm not even gonna get into that, but I was gonna bring it full circle to today. Do you think a guy like Keegan, who's also been passive while he's here, do you think he'd be different and a change of scenery if he got on a different team? And this was my bigger question. Do you think the Kings have a problem with developing talent here? It doesn't seem to matter if it's Tyrese, Keegan, Davion, maybe even Carter. Do you think there could be an issue here with them, just the lack of developing talent, or maybe even picking the wrong people?
There's two different questions. I do think there has been an issue in developing talent here. There's obviously an issue in picking the wrong people. I don't think there was an issue with Tyrese. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is a shortcoming of anything the Sacramento Kings were doing. They had an influx at that position. They had the highest quality players they had on their roster essentially played the same position. And you had the opportunity to balance your roster a little bit. And the decision was made to move, whether the decision was made by the Sacramento Kings or the decision was made by the Indiana Pacers. That's something that's going to be debated till the end of time, apparently, because we've all heard things differently. Mm-hmm. James Hamm has heard one thing. You and I have heard something completely different. It all doesn't matter now. It happened years ago. I don't think that was a indictment of Tyrese and what they feared his development would be. I think it's the exact opposite. They thought he was their biggest trade asset. They thought Domas was the complement to De'Aaron Fox, and they thought they could use one of their young point guards, who were the two best players on the team, to balance the roster out. Yeah. And, there's multiple ways you could feel about it. You could feel like they traded the wrong point guard. You could feel however you want to about it. The fact of the matter is this. The Pacers are where they are, not necessarily because of the Tyrese Halliburton trade, but because of everything they did after the Tyrese Halliburton trade. Mm-hmm. The Kings are where they are because of everything they did after the Domantas Sabonis trade, mm-hmm. not because of Domantas Sabonis. Mm-hmm. And that's why Monty McNair's not here anymore. Mm. Maybe that's why Mike Brown's not here anymore. Maybe that's why De'Aaron Fox isn't here anymore. Like, I don't have any sort of feelings watching Tyrese Halliburton because he was a former King. The Kings, the Pacers, like, you're seeing, the clips of the Pacers and the Knicks from two decades ago, because the Pacers build championship caliber rosters. That's why they had the championship quality, but you had like the Lance Stevenson group and Victor Oladipo. Like, they have, through the last 20 plus years of their franchise, they have built quality basketball teams. Mm-hmm. The Kings have done it once. Like, Reggie is the most beloved Indiana Pacer, so they go back to that Reggie stuff, and then they go back to that stuff all of the time. Mm-hmm. But it's not like the only high quality version of the Pacers that exist. Mm-hmm. Mention the Victor Oladipo, Lance Stevenson version. Like, they have guys there. We've got one general manager in this franchise's history has built a sustainable contender. There have been one group of players to varying degrees that were built into a sustainable contender. That's it. One. And looking at the Domas tie trade, it's like, yeah, you could be upset if you want to, but just remember, if you're upset about the Tyrese trade and, oh, we'd be so much better if Tyrese was here, remember, you would need them to do something that they didn't do. They acquired Domas. They knew that was the move and didn't follow it up by saying, oh, I wish Tyrese, man, we blew it. They set us back decades. No, but if Tyrese was here. You're asking them to do something they didn't do. You're thinking because Tyrese is here, they're going to build upon this. They didn't do it with Domas. They didn't do it with Domas and De'Aaron. They didn't build past that first playoff year, which I think the Pacers missed that year the Kings went. Mm-hmm. They didn't continue to build. The Pacers did, and that's why they're here.
You said a lot there, a lot of great stuff. So I want to talk about some of that when we come back.
All right. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What?
Did you see that text we got?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was texting with him this morning. Did you see, was it 26 or 26? 42. WrestleMania 42. It's not in New Orleans anymore.
What happened? What?
Well, they're getting Money in the Bank. They're going to get, Mania goes to New Orleans all the time. They're going to get it. He sent me a tweet. Meltzer.
It's been 12 years though.
Was that the last one? Was 30 the last one?
Yeah.
You sure? What was the one? Which? Well, maybe it was.
Could be wrong.
Meltzer said there was big news coming in regards to this, and the speculation is that it's London, that we're finally getting an overseas WrestleMania.
All right. Look, it don't matter to me. I ain't in it no more.
It's better London than Saudi Arabia. So.
Well, they always gonna go to Saudi.
Well, yeah, just don't take WrestleMania there.
I think this will be the first year they're not there, I thought I saw.
First year they're...
not there in like 5 years or something like that, or they don't have a
first
show?
First year they're not where?
Are they in Saudi Arabia this year?
Yeah, I think
yeah?
so.
Okay.
I think so.
Maybe I misread. Maybe it's 2026.
Because I think Cena's got something there.
Yeah, maybe it's 2026 then.
Oh, well, wait, I think... were they just there? Because I think Punk was just there.
They just were there for something.
I don't know, man. I don't be watching no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, they can do
whatever. Whatever you want.
I ain't watching. I'm not a big fan of the overseas WrestleMania.
I think it'll be
cool. Like,
it won't change anything for us anymore. Like, it'll just air on at 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
That will be trash.
Yeah.
That'll be trash.
WrestleMania pre-show at 6 a.m. Pancakes and body slams.
WrestleMania hasn't been good in years, to be honest.
I think the last
good... you can pick out matches, like Cody Rhodes, Roman, when everyone came out, that was awesome. Like, that was great, but, like, there hasn't been a good WrestleMania in a while.
They had... that was good. The one in Tampa was actually okay, or maybe I just remember the Bianca Mercedes Moné Sasha Banks mm-hmm. moment. Like, mm-hmm. that was dope.
Well, that was the... was that the... that was a COVID Mania, right?
Yeah. But it's... it's tough, man. Ever since they went to 2 days, like, it's, I think it's tough to have a good Mania. 2 days is 2 days too much. And obviously, like, as you guys know me, that's way too much wrestling. Not enough talking.
Not enough talking. Kenny demands more promos.
Jeremiah says 34 was in New Orleans.
Okay, that's okay. That's what I thought. I thought they were there a little bit more recently than 30. But it's wild. They were in New Orleans 4 years apart.
Hmm. Yeah. You think they'll ever come back to Santa Clara? I didn't think the Super Bowl would ever come back, and they did. So
I don't know, man. With SoFi, Allegiant, all in the kind of proximity. I don't know why you do that. I mean, you have, I guess in that case, you have San Francisco. You can utilize the Chase Center. Mm-hmm. You could utilize the Oakland Arena if you wanted to. Yeah, it probably could. Well,
didn't they get upset with the sunlight?
They don't like outdoor WrestleManias on the West Coast.
Because of the sun.
There's only so, like, they had to put the, you got to put the Undertaker match as late as possible because you want to cut the lights out. I remember being, and Undertaker did come out, like, it was still kind of sunny. And then when the match ended, I think it was Bray Wyatt, it was like a little bit darker. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, yeah, the Undertaker in the middle of the day.
Well, he's just gone now.
Doesn't hit. Well, other people come out with.
Who come out with no lights? Seriously trying to think. My word.
How can you burn it down if it's. if the sun is shining?
Yeah,
Seth and Randy Orton did hit the dopest RKO though at Santa
fire.
Clara.
Yeah, that was fire.
I think one of them, I can't remember if it was Seth or Randy, told the story that that's the only time they were able to do it. They rehearsed it over and over and over again and couldn't do it. And they were
that's
just
the
like,
only time they got it right.
That's the only time they were able to do it.
Wow.
And that's why if you look at Randy Orton, he jumps up and he starts like, he got so excited, the way Seth tells the story, he got so excited he forgot to cover him. He was so excited that they hit the move, and I don't remember if the referee, if Seth said the referee yelled at him or he yelled at him, but then that's when he turned around and did the pin. And
that was a fire.
That's where I got my LeBron on. That's where I got my Shaq lion. I was like, hey, I told my sister, true story, I was like, hey, watch him later tonight. I think we might see him again later. Let's get Buddha in here because I want to hear what you have to say about Tyrese Haliburton and the Kings. Let's get Buddha in here. Buddha, what's up, boy?
Yo, what's up, family? Long time no talk, man.
I know, man. How you been, dog?
Shoot, I've been recovering, bro. Y'all traded my boy. I was cool with it. I was like, oh. Ooh, we lost my guy. For a talk. So we trying to figure out how to replace him, though. So, like, let me give you a little call in and let me see how y'all feel about replacing him.
I feel you. Okay. Okay. What you thinking?
All right. So how you guys feel about Colin Sexton, man? Last time Colin Sexton was a league guard, he averaged 24 points. He wasn't a winner when he was with Cleveland, but Fox wasn't either until he got a player like Sabonis. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking Colin Sexton, he's a aggressive scorer, and he's an assist guy, but it's not to the point where it's like a Tyrese Halliburton. It's like a Shea. It's like a Kyrie. It's like a Fox, basically, you know? It's like he's going to get the bucket for you. So you think he will fit with the roster we got? Because I really feel like he would. Him, Zach, and then you got Keegan. And then, be honest, I really want John Collins in the trade, too. We would have to give up DeMar and Val, but you would be able to get back two pieces that you actually want. And then maybe you have to give up Dev, too, for another, you know what I mean, a Tyson piece for the Jazz to make the move. But I don't know. I feel like these guys is really the guys that can turn us up.
Okay. All right, Buddha. I appreciate you. We're going to answer that in a second. Did you see the videos of brothers calling their friends to say goodnight?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
They are comedy. But I bring it up because they all sound like Buddha. Like, you got to see these videos. I guess they was going crazy on TikTok where they're like, it's a brother on the phone. He's like, hey, KC, what's up, boy? Nah, man. You good? Yeah. Nah. I'm just calling to say goodnight, man. Bro. And then to hear the responses on the other line, like, what? Bro, what? What you talking about? Nah, I was just calling to say sweet dreams, man. It's hilarious. But everybody on those videos sounds like Buddha.
I saw, like, I don't know. I saw, like, the caption or something like that. But I think they were like, it was a thread maybe I saw mm-hmm. on Twitter, and I didn't
from Complex, that not DJ the yeah. magazine.
Yeah, maybe I didn't. They posted I didn't, a bunch of them. Go through it, but
now
nah,
you got to watch them. They are hilarious. I'd play them, but you can't. most of them you can't.
Understandable.
It's like Legends. You can't play them. you like Colin Sexton?
I do. Yeah. I do like Colin Sexton. He's a little smaller of a guard. I don't know how much of a playmaker he is. He's a little bit more of a scoring type guard than a playmaking type guard. But he's tough. He's tenacious. I like the idea of Colin Sexton. If you told me right now, you know, none of the other stuff works out, but they come out of this offseason with Colin Sexton as their starting point guard, I'd be excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a little bit of an underrated player. And I love his competitiveness. I love when he gets after it on the defensive end. And now he's a little older as well. And I think he understands the point guard position and understands the NBA a little bit better than he did maybe when he came into the league. So I like Colin Sexton. That's a good call by Buddha. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, so do I. Let's see what Mitch is talking about.
Oh, my man's.
916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Very funny. How you doing, Debo? KC, what's happening, guys?
Good, man. How you doing, Mitch?
Doing pretty good. First year retirement. Someone's retiring after 45 years at FedEx. And he did his last 33 years in Trenton, New Jersey, which is the opposite of Beverly Hills, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I was ready to quit 3 years because I was in part of Trenton for a couple of days, and I thought, you know, I was misled, but you know, looking back, it wasn't so bad. You know, it was days. It's a lot of historical part with Trent. But anyway, first of all, I don't really see why Cleveland didn't keep Sexton. But did you see Dolan? He's terrible. I mean, and he definitely looks like a short, below 6'2". That looks like a perfect king. But I want to say, Halliburton didn't really choke. That was a Hail Mary. That was a Hail Mary pass that last shot. A little luck. It's better to be lucky than good, right?
Very fair. I don't think he choked, but he was lucky. It's okay.
Colin
okay
Sexton plays for the Jazz.
Yes.
Okay.
I missed.
Did he talk about? He was talking about the Cavs and Darius Garland.
I think our guy Mitch just doesn't realize that Sexton has been on the Jazz. And then he meant that he doesn't think the Knicks choked. It was just a Hail Mary from Tyrese.
Wasn't a Hail Mary. It can't be a Hail Mary when you do it twice.
No, it wasn't a Hail Mary. It was just a shot.
I mean, it was.
And he got lucky on the bounce.
He got lucky on the bounce, but
yeah, it's all good. I'd love to be that lucky with a lot of things in life. Just don't apologize for that. and he won't.
No, that was vintage Mitch, that call.
Yeah, that was
the way he opened it up. I was like, wait,
yeah,
huh?
That was the entire Mitch experience right there. And he was just he picked up the phone laughing.
Yeah, I was like,
what is Mitch laughing at?
Like, did D-Lo make a joke?
Am I funny to you? Oh, what all that was. I had a lengthy opinion on the Sacramento Kings post Tyrese Halliburton, mm-hmm. and you wanted to respond to that.
There was nothing in there that I disagreed with or wanted to challenge at all or anything. Just
the
other
point was, for those who were just tuning in, I didn't think, like, if you're upset watching Tyrese Halliburton, I certainly understand that. I don't think things would be any different if Tyrese Halliburton was in Sacramento, because Indiana did everything they needed to do to get in the position that they are after they traded for Tyrese. The Sacramento Kings have not done the same since trading for Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah,
and I think that's the big difference between the two teams.
I agree. There was two things that I think about with that Pacers team and with Tyrese Halliburton. One of the things that they did, and this goes to everybody involved, I think. A lot of these people aren't here anymore. But the Pacers, after not making the playoffs the first year, the first full year Tyrese was there, mm-hmm. they leaned into their strengths. Rick Carlisle and them leaned into their strengths. They committed to a style of play that suited their roster, mm-hmm. and their best player, or one of their best players in Tyrese Halliburton, and they leaned into that. They said, we're going to get up and down the floor. We're going to score 125 points a night. That's what we're going to do. And the Kings did some version of that. They did some version of that in the Beam Team year. Mm-hmm. But then they come back, and here's where I don't think people are on the same page. I think Monty wanted to keep that going. Mike Brown wanted to turn them into something they weren't. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to take what was working and either – move on from players that wouldn't be able to play the way that he wanted to see or he believed was a championship style of basketball, or he just tried to turn the whole team into something different. And I'm not saying he's wrong in his thought process, because I believe in defense. I believe that you have to defend at a certain level. But I don't want to put it all on him. That's why I'm hesitant. But they stripped away what made them special, the superpower, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Indiana hasn't done that. They continue to do what they want to do. And Rick Carlisle was like, hey, we want to do what we want to do, but we got to learn how to defend. So they added to that, and they started to bring some more people in. They started to buy in to a level of defense that they had to play. But he didn't change who they were. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the major differences between the two franchises. In that time, they also started to build the roster and embrace. Once again, Monty, we can debate whether or not this guy was good or not or whatever was going on. But Monty got this guy, Sasha, to continue to be this dynamic offense that can shoot from all over the place. Mike Brown don't play him. Mm-hmm. Don't even think he can play in the league. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can't play in the league. Mike Brown could be right. I'm not here to argue whether he's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But there was a style that Monty was trying to continue with. That Mike Brown was like, nah, this ain't how this is what we need to do. Kevin Huerter was still there. All right, let's keep this thing going with Kevin Huerter. I don't know if we can win like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Duarte in here. We need a more defensive-minded type guy. Instead of continue to lean into what made you successful and special the year before, the players had a problem with that
mm-hmm.
early in that season. You know, they start, why are we getting away from things that we're – that made us successful. The Pacers, I don't know the Pacers like I know the Kings, but it seems like they never went away from what made them special. They just tried to add to it, and they tried to get better in situations where they weren't good, like the defensive end and stuff like that, but never forgetting who they were, never forgetting what made them special. And I think that's one of the differences between the two. Before you even get into development and all this other stuff, we have people almost having a power struggle for how they wanted to go about this team and go about this game. And this has nothing to do with the owner, because I know they always want to talk about the owner. These were the people that everybody was fighting for. Let them do basketball things.
Mm-hmm.
These two were fighting for a way to play the game.
Yeah.
It got nothing to do with Vivek. The other aspect, and this may have something to do with Vivek, and I don't know the dynamics exactly, so I may be a little off. But it feels like in Indiana, in Indianapolis, they can move along at whatever pace they need to move along at as a franchise and organization.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any, it doesn't feel like there's any pressure outwardly to do whatever. A lot of that is earned because they have been successful in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So people give them leeway and give mm-hmm. them grace for patience. I know a lot of people feel otherwise, like, oh no, this is just a great basketball city, and we support the Kings, and all of that is true. We've been doing this show for 5 years, so I've got a 5-year firsthand count of the Kings fan base and doing it on that level.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing it for a little longer than that. Would you say that this fan base and this city will just let the Kings go along, and if you're building, you're building. If you're whatever, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Or is there more of an intense pressure to be successful one way or another than people recognize? Because I feel like there
well,
is.
Well, I feel like everyone recognizes it, though. And I'll answer your question. The answer is yes. Like, mm-hmm. there is, but it's the 17 years of ineptitude mm-hmm. that have caused that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, man, I want to eat. We're starving.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched franchises win, tear down, rebuild, and win again, all while we're missing the playoffs. Like, we're just finding new ways to be punchlines, all the way to the point where we've got, you know, a fan courtside puking. We moved that out. We feel like we get some stability with Mike Brown and Beam Team and all of that. And then no. Mike, you know, I think you're 100% spot on in this aspect of the final year in 30 games or whatever it was of Mike Brown doesn't get discussed enough. Mike Brown did not want to play the same way he played the year before. And without a drastic change in, maybe not drastic, without a complementary change to his roster, he tried to play an entirely different way, and there was resistance from that from the jump. And that aspect of all of this doesn't get discussed enough. Mike Brown is a great coach. He is not innocent, so to speak, in the downturn that this team took over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You have, and neither's Monty, but it cost both of them their job. You built a team that could essentially play one way. Effing play it. You don't have a choice. Play it. Mike didn't want to do that.
Mm.
Mike wanted, see what Chris Duarte can do. Oh, we're going to put Kevin back in. Like, I don't know what Mike was doing in that moment. All I know is when Kevin spoke, he did not look like a man who was told, hey, this is a one-game thing. We just want to see what Duarte looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then Duarte gets hurt. You've shot Kevin Herter's confidence to hell, and that's no excuse. Like, bro, regroup. But at the same time, like, he's not – his hands aren't clean in this. Mm-hmm. And neither is Monty's.
Neither is Vivek.
But – and that's the thing. What you just said right there was 100% right. The two sides weren't in sync with what they wanted to do. And it creates that thing where it's like you asked, could this fan base, hey, you know, if we're building, like, hey, this ain't the year, it's cool. Like, I think with Indiana, at least the recent version of Indiana, they acquired Tyrese, and that season goes the way that it does. It's like, it's cool because we've got our future. Mm-hmm. We've got our future piece here. And the Kings don't have that. Mm-hmm. It feels like the Kings are constantly chasing their tail for now rather than, all right, we're moving off of this for the future. We're chasing our tail for right now. I like Zach LaVine a lot more than other people. Not as much as you, but a lot more than other people do. But I feel like Zach LaVine is an example of chasing your tail. Mm. Not knowing what the trade offers, conversations, or anything were for De'Aaron Fox, I feel like when Fox didn't want to be here, when those conversations were had, the Kings had one thing in mind. This is our opportunity to acquire Zach LaVine. We're going to do it.
Mm. And I think there are a lot of people who will just give whatever grace, be like, it's okay, it's whatever. I'm one of them. I don't want to say I don't care what they do, but if they decided to strip things down and rebuild, or just strip it down to the and just go through the draft, do the Utah, I'm going to the games.
Yeah.
As a, you know, media member, and I'll buy tickets. Like, I'll take the family to the game. I love the Kings. I love the NBA. I don't care. If they decide they want to be good and they want to compete, not gonna be mad at that either. I'm gonna go to the games. I'm gonna support. I'm gonna be locked in. And I think a lot of people are like that as well. But like I always say, I always ask somebody when they call in and they say they just need to strip it all down, all this other stuff. I ask them. I say, you gonna buy tickets to those games? They say I'm a season ticket member or whatever. And you know the way it is, I'm gonna get rid of my ticket. I say if they just strip everything down, you gonna still keep your season tickets? Mm-hmm. I always tell me no. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. Well, mm-hmm. All right. Well, now
what?
Now what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because you guys are speaking with your dollar that you're not even gonna support it if they strip everything down. And I'm not saying anybody's wrong for feeling that way. I just feel like maybe in other places, like in OKC, they can do that because, yeah, it's the only game in town, but ain't nobody really tripping. Like, they'd be tripping here if things didn't go well or if they were a 17-win team or something like that. I think there's a little bit more pressure to win in this city than people realize or give it credit for right now. And I know why. It's because we haven't won in forever. I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand it. But there is pressure. It's not just all hunky-dory like, oh, we're just here. We're the Kings. Like, nah, you got to win. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think they try to balance with that organization right now.
Let's see what TC's talking about. 916-909-1320. TC, what up, boy?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing, TC?
Hey, just vibing. Hey, so I got a couple points I got out to homie Jesse, right? So, hey, they good. Let's start with OG, right? Hey, kind of, Kenny, I'm kind of with you. You know, you kind of feel it. Hey, nothing against OG, but you know how you can see stuff from afar before it happened? I wanted OG bad. But for one, dude can't shoot, and he be making a bunch of bonehead plays, like them guarding the three-pointers. Like, dude is cool, but I'm like, man, would he really would have helped us? I'm kind of feeling you, Kenny, when he was saying that, bro, earlier in the year, man, when he was like, man, it's OG.
I don't know.
I don't think that's what Kenny said.
And we'll let you finish, DC, because I think you got another point. But, he definitely would have helped us. That would have been a move. At the time, the only thing that I was thinking about was giving up Keegan Murray in a trade. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't crazy about that idea coming off the rookie year that he had. And that was my reservation. But OG, the player, I think he definitely would have helped out and would have been helpful if you were able to get him and keep a Keegan Murray. That would have been perfect.
Go ahead, TC.
For sure. I get it. And then also the DeRozan. I think are we not saying, you know, we are, but are we kind of overvaluing DeRozan, like his trade value a little bit? Like I came up with this and I said, you know, what if Houston, we hit Houston and was like, you know, give us Dylan and Cam Whitmore, right? Straight up for DeRozan. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's not enough. And I said, how that's not enough? You get Dylan and Cam Whitmore for DeRozan? I'm signing up for that in a heartbeat. Thoughts on that, fellas?
Yeah, that's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if someone says it's not, yeah, they might be bugging a little bit. With all due respect, more than enough. That's probably I think that's a deal you'd absolutely want.
It's a job well done.
Yeah, that's a round of applause around in the war room of the front office.
Jumping up like Nico did in the lottery room.
Goddamn Nico, man.
He acting all surprised. He knew what it was.
He knew. He knew. 916-909-1320. You want to get in on the conversation? We'll come back. There is much more to talk about. We'll have some fun. We'll bump it or dump it as well.
I want to talk another aspect to this Tyrese thing that you kind of touched on. I said, remind me. I remembered it. I'll just be honest. It kind of pisses me off.
And what's one thing you don't want to do?
You don't want to piss me off. Don't piss me off.
You've been pissed off all day because your Knicks lost. We'll come back. It's Dylan and Casey.
Those my boys, my cousins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
1920.
What's that?
You nervous?
What the hell is it? I don't even know what it is.
I just got sent something from Jazz. What would he worked up about? Is Kenny running around the house with Cheryl talking about, I'm a Knicks fan. I can't believe this. That's what the video
that
is.
That never even happened.
Nah, Kenny caught on the ring camera again.
Oh, my God. Kenny versus what was it? A bat? What was it?
Oh, it was a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, the squirrel you killed.
I didn't kill him. He was alive. I didn't kill him. When I got rid of him out of the garage, he was alive still. So I don't know. I don't know what happened after that, but I ain't got nothing to
Rocky, that's what it is, Spectre. Rocky.
Casey broke its legs and then sent it out to die after that.
Man. I don't know nothing about that. He was alive when I had him. That's all it is. I just let him
out. Bar Skinny knows he's still alive with his broken legs.
He could be. I sent him off into the wild. Hey, can I get some air horns real quick? Get some air horns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just real quick, man. Hey, air horns for James Golston Williams. As he was born last night, that is the son of my brother, Aceberg Slim. His first baby boy, James Golston Williams. 9 pounds, 10 ounces, man.
Aceberg!
Yes, sir, man.
Congrats,
so,
bro.
As he tweeted out last night, the bloodline continues. All right, this is going to be Jacob Fatu right here. James going to be Jacob Fatu right here, man. The bloodline continues. Salute to my brother, man. He's in the club now. He's in the club. Big ups to him.
What has you so pissed off? Well, sorry. Sorry. What else has you so pissed off?
That was tight. That was hot. So we've talked about this before. And look, everybody, do what you do. Do what you do. I'm not being the police here. I'm just speaking about my experience and what I roll my eyes at and kind of get pissed off at.
Okay.
We had this experience before. Remember when we were doing the show and the first time, actually it was both times, but the first time Luka was making his run, Kings fans just every time, oh, I should have been a King. Could have had him here. I'm so happy. I can't believe we messed this up. It's like, all right, man, like, I get it. Like, they could have drafted Luka. Like, yes, we get it. Every game, I just want to enjoy the good things that the man is doing out here. I want to watch the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, now we've got the same thing with Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, he was with the Kings. They traded him. He's playing great. We get it. Like, can we just watch the basketball game? We just watched the basketball game. Look, man, everybody vent the way you need to. Express yourself the way you need to in a healthy mm-hmm. manner, in a safe manner. So I get it. But I got control. I don't need to see that no more on the timeline. It's not even, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not even like anything that's clever at this point. It's like, all right, man. We all know.
So is this?
We all know. It pisses me off. It was heavy last night.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. You don't have to check.
No, I didn't. And that's what I didn't do.
I just wanted to text y'all.
Yeah. Well, text
instead of running to Twitter, I just text y'all. Yeah. Well, my text wasn't about him being a King, it was like, Halley's him. Like, he's the truth.
Tyrese is low-key, like, one of my new favorite players, I think.
Yeah, I think me too. Like, in that Bucks series, when he went at Giannis twice, mm-hmm. I was like, man, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, he might be a killer. Like, I've talked about, like, do they have that killer instinct? We've talked about, you know, do teams, players have a killer instinct? Like, I did not at all think Ty was an assassin. Yeah, that man is. He absolutely is. And that's what my text has nothing to do. Like, I won't, unless it's for show purposes and, like, content, like, Ty's a Pacer. He doesn't really have nothing to do with Sacramento no more.
No, and that's...
Unless he gets to the finals, and just prepare for that, Kings fans, because that's going to suck. You're not going to enjoy that at all. If you're in your feelings a little bit about Tyrese and the Pacers go to the finals... Those video packages leading into the games, oh, you're going to be miserable.
And even with that, like me personally, just me, I'm not oblivious to the fact that he was a King and they were here and all this other stuff, but I can watch Tyrese, or I want to watch Tyrese Halliburton, and just watch him play basketball. And if he does something great, be happy or in awe that he did something great as a basketball player. It doesn't have to be, for me, under the lens of he used to be a Sacramento King.
Yeah,
it's like, nah, he's just he's a ball player. Like, he's hooping. He's doing great things for the Pacers. I like seeing that for him because I like Tyrese Haliburton, and I think it's dope.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, at this point for me, they don't have to be related. It doesn't have to be he's doing great things, and can you believe the Kings got rid of him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's old news for me. Like, mm-hmm. That's way old news. And I know that's just me. That's just the way I look at it. Some people are still upset about that, but I was like, they're not even related no more to me. Because then you get into the whole nuanced thing of whether you have the question mark of the Kings developing people, like we talked about earlier, putting a roster around, being in the Western Conference. Like, it's not a specific, if Tyrese Haliburton was here, then the Kings definitely would be in the conference finals. Like, that's...
No.
We don't even... Maybe that's why I don't get so upset, because there's so many different variables that go into it. Yeah, I would have liked to have him here and see what he could do, but it's not a... If he was here, we'd be in the conference finals and he'd be doing this in the conference finals. Like, that's not... There's no way to know that, and that's not even the exact correlation that should be made. So what's the point of me getting all tripped out because he used to be on the Sacramento Kings?
Yeah, and that was kind of the whole crux of what I was laying out a few minutes ago, was you can't change that single variable and think the equation is the same.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers have done so much since the Tyrese Haliburton trade, and the Sacramento Kings have not. Ty could still be here, and the Sacramento Kings would be in the same position. Mm-hmm. The difference would be, you know, maybe you feel a little bit better about your future, but you're still going to be frustrated because you're not where you want to be. I don't know. I posed the question, would Ty and Domas work together in Sacramento if the trade had been for De'Aaron? Some people think so. Some people don't, and that's what if scenarios. I think the part that stings the most, if the Kings had gone to the first round of the playoffs again, say they lose in the play-in last year, but they go to the first round this year and lose, I don't know that anyone feels a certain way, because it feels like, oh, you know, you just a couple of things here, mm-hmm. We'll be okay. People don't feel like that. I don't believe people feel like that right now. This is, you know, this goes back to the big conversation we had with Matt George last week. Matt George's birthday tomorrow, by the way. He'll be with us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. The negativity, that 2 hour conversation we had out of the blue, that 2.5 hour conversation we had about the negativity that surrounds covering the Kings, being a Kings fan, being a Kings supporter, all of that stuff, because it just feels like there's nothing positive in sight. Mm. And maybe you like Zach LaVine, maybe you like DeMar DeRozan, maybe you hate both of them. Mm. De'Aaron's gone, Mike's gone, Monty's gone. Maybe you believe in Scott Perry, maybe you don't. Maybe you believe in Del Christie, maybe you don't. There's like so much unknown, so much question, so much uncertainty, that it's left people with like, God, Tyrese is 3 games away from the finals. Because you don't have anything with your own team to celebrate. You lose in the first round of the playoffs. Ah, man, God, if we could just do this, be all right. You don't have that. Mm-hmm. The Pacers had their centerpiece to build around. The Kings, we thought they did. Like, if it was Hallie and Siakam, we thought we had De'Aaron and Domas. But the Pacers kept working to get the right guys around them. We didn't. The Kings didn't. And then you had infighting. And I don't know that it was dramatic as Michael Malone and Calvin Booth, but there was clearly a disconnect between Mike Brown and Monty McNair. And it cost both of them their jobs. And then I think Monty was doing stuff at the end of his tenure. Monty was just trying to get through this season. Mm. You're going to fire me. I know that. I recognize that. You want Zach LaVine, bro? Fine. I'll go get Zach LaVine. Like, and I had the thing like, do your bidding for you. I'll just quit. Then I realized he quit. He gets nothing. It's a much better event. You want Zach LaVine? Cool. You can have him because your organization's going to go back to a joke. You're going to have to pay me for the next couple of years, and I'll just go back to Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be fine. And no one's working together anymore. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the, what was it, all in? Mm-hmm. What, that was one and done. That might as well have been the contract they signed. Instead of all in, one and done. And that's what it was. Everybody was kind of done after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.